fly through your chores and find everything with ease? Well, welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Boulay.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and who wouldn't? In our book, it's all about You Live the Life You Crave, which we wrote about this very topic. And I don't remember which chapter. I know it's an organizing chapter, but off the top of my head, I can't remember the number, but it's all about you, live the life you crave. We wrote that with Simon Schuster.
That's right. So, but first, real quick, go to Momstown 365 and join our smart community of savvy organized moms. You can do that by signing up for our newsletter. It's the best way to stay in touch with us, and we want to know who you are anyway. We're a community. Let's talk.
Absolutely. And the best way to do that is to sign up over at momstown.com. All right. So we're going to go on with a few tips of the mindset of everything has a place. We talked about that in just a last couple of episodes ago, having everything in its place and this whole cockpit idea thing.
I live the cockpit.
In a cockpit.
I do. So
even your new car kind of looks like a, you know, futuristic cockpit. She has a little hot little Tesla.
I do. And it's funny you say that. When I got my car, there's two major compartments that I can put things in.
Mm-hmm.
So in the one slide compartment, that's for my extra pair of reading glasses, Altoids, things that I just like, oh, I want to have that. In the other compartment, I have a pen, paper, an envelope, post-it notes, paper clips.
It's like an office.
It's an office in my car. Seriously. I have a little teeny compartment that has a tiny stapler.
No.
I do.
No.
I can show you.
No.
I do.
No. You have a stapler in your car?
You never know when you need one.
I'm pretty sure I've never needed one in my car.
And this is coming from the girl who drives 3,000 miles a year. But I have that stapler, dang it. And then I have...
Wait a second. All right, I'm with you on the whole cockpit thing. Like, I get it. I love my kitchen like that. Everything is within reach, you know, and a triangle. That's how you're supposed to design kitchens, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that whole cockpit theory, but...
Because you don't want the pilot getting up and walking over to push a button. He's got to be able to reach... While seated, boom, 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 boom.
I understand, but you're driving a car. But when you're driving your car, when have you ever had to stop and think, gosh, it would sure be nice if I could staple those two things together?
It just came with a little pocket of things, office supplies.
Oh, it was a little kit.
Yes. I don't have a big swing line. No.
A three-hole punch. What are those big slicer things that they have at the elementary schools where you're cutting?
That's in my trunk.
Do you have Play-Doh and cookie cutters too?
No, but in that one compartment, I have a bag of coins that I get. I just throw them in there. I've got a little bit of mad money and a little
I'm just tearing thing. A little bit.
I know you are crying. And, you know, pads of paper. And just in case I need something, it's there. But then going back to the kitchen... you're still laughing at me. Anyway, someone might like this topic. It's organizing a space like the cockpit of an airplane. Everything is in reach. So I can stand next to my stove. All my utensils, everything is right there. My spices, all sorts. I don't really have to, if I just have to go to the fridge, that's it. Oh, you can't help it.
No, I'm listening intently. I want to know where the stapler is in your kitchen.
It's in the right-hand
drawer.
Oh,
for God's sakes.
And the calculator, my stapler, my scissors are all in the right-hand drawer. And pencils and...
Do you have a junk drawer?
That is it. And I just cleaned it out, so it's very spacious.
Oh, okay.
I have two. And on the left drawer is the Momstown checkbook, my checkbook, stamps, and things like that.
The stapler?
No, the stapler's in the right-hand drawer.
I get it.
It's pink. Of course.
Of course it's pink.
And then in my space upstairs in my room, I have all my books and I have another stapler and scissors. And calculator.
And you're not nightstand.
Not in my nightstand. I have a little small desk, a secretary desk.
You should work at Staples.
And post-it notes. Seriously, people. What? Okay, so let's say I need a post-it note.
No, seriously, people. This is a problem.
I'm super organized.
Okay, we'll call it organized. Some therapists might have other terms.
Okay, so what's wrong with having a calculator and post-it notes on your secretary desk?
Nothing. There's a problem when they're in your kitchen, your car, your bathroom.
They're not in my bathroom. And not to mention my office in the basement has all the same kind of stuff.
I just need a drink of water real quick.
So what my point about this, you can do this organizational process in your kitchen, your office, your bathroom, your pantry. You too can be obsessive compulsive. Your kids' room, my laundry room, everything is organized, just one reach, boom. Yes. You feel like a failure right now, don't you?
I have one stapler in my office.
For the whole house?
For the whole house. Yes.
How do you manage?
For the whole house. Oh my God.
I would be jogging half the time in my life if I had that.
Do you have a stapler in your fanny pack? Okay, this
It's in my car.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay.
So, anyway.
I know.
If anyone wants to know where any of the items are, it's very easy to find in my house.
Oh, my goodness.
I love supplies, office supplies, like some people love kitchen supplies.
Oh, that's so true. Oh, okay. So we, in our little podcast speakeasy, I'm like, okay, so it's a podcast speakeasy. We can put a little refrigerator in here and we can have this stuff. And she's like, I'm going to Office Depot. I want to get some supplies. I'm like, oh, for what? We talk. Wait, what kind of office supplies? I bet you in that drawer, is there a stapler?
I don't think they brought a stapler here.
If I open up that drawer, is there going to be a stapler in there?
I don't think so yet. Yet. But there is tape, post-it notes, pencils, and a pen. And I think an envelope.
With postage, you said?
Well, yeah. I have all that very handy.
It's going to come in very handy one day, and I'm going to say, oh, thank goodness we have.
I had someone, Dave's son was staying at my house for a while, and he would just randomly come upstairs. Geez, do you happen to have a? And I'm like, uh-huh, right over there. I have more.
Show off.
I have supplies. He's like, you always have stuff. Like everything from electric tape to you name it. I have a lot of tools as well. I have my own toolbox.
I can't wait for the day that we need to staple the post-it note to the envelope in the postage.
But I have tape to tape the envelope, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So, anyway, if you want to organize your house...
Send an email to mary@momstown.com. Do not email heather@momstown.com. I only have one stapler for my whole house.
And they're all colored. I have a green one, a pink one, and a pale pink one. It's important to be organized and have things at your fingertips.
Well, and then you know what stapler goes in what room.
Yes, I do. Because it has to fit in the drawer properly.
Yeah, we got to be done with this episode now. We got to go. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.